In this episode, discover what you need to do when you're in the middle of your sales process and somebody new arrives in the conversation.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Heyo! All right, all right. Look, I am right here on my yoga mat, exactly where I belong. Early in the morning, sun hasn't risen yet. I am in a lunge pose. And then all of a sudden, boom, it hit me. I need to remind you about one of the most important parts of the sales process, and it's often totally overlooked. And it's what to do. What to do when somebody new arrives into the conversation as you're taking them through the sales process. Doesn't matter what business you're in. If you're in a consultative type business or you're advising somebody, you're guiding them to select your business, your product, your service, your solution. And let's say in meeting number one, you had, one people, two people, three people. It doesn't matter. But when you get into a further meeting, besides that first one, if somebody new arrives, and it doesn't matter if it's a junior or a senior, pump the friggin' brakes and start the training all over again. And by the way, you got to ask for permission. People will grant permission, give them a set amount of time. You might say, hey, Jenny, I know you've been on all three calls, but this is Rick's first time. Would it be okay if I took 5 minutes and just did a quick summary to bring Rick up to speed? And let me tell you why I want to do this. This is me telling you, not talking to Rick and Jenny, whoever the hell they are. The reason I want you to do this is you're building a coalition. When you're selling, you're building a coalition of support inside your prospect's office. All right, they might be all remote and nobody's working in their office, but that doesn't matter either. You need to make sure that everybody on that team understands the unique value that your business provides. And the way to do that is to make sure that everybody gets to the end goal destination with access to the most important information for them to clearly evaluate your business. Okay? I do this all the time. My team is trained to know, and really maybe the only way, if you're on a zillion calls like me, maybe the only way you will know, because your brain can't hold all the people that you've already spoken with, is in your notes for each meeting. Regularly get yourself into the habit of doing like a little roll call. You don't have to do it out loud, but just in your notes. John was here and Rick was here and Jenny was here. So when you get into the next meeting, if Alejandro comes into the meeting, you got to go pump the fucking brakes. Let me take a few moments and bring Alejandro up to speed. And then you start over. Hey, Alejandro, I know your rest of your team has seen this, but let me give you a little bit about Wirebuzz and what we do and what makes us extraordinary in the marketplace. We've already learned what your biggest problems are. We do blah, 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 blah. And so we've laid out this strategy to help you guys execute. Here are some of our services, bing, 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 and companies that we've done this for. I want to give you a couple of case studies so you can plant them into your head so you can see that we are not just all talk. Sorry about that. I feel like we're being invaded here. Helicopter, low-lying helicopter just flew over the yoga mat. So when you do that, when you bring everybody up to speed, when you go to present, now everybody can fight for you in that room, all right? So remember that the next time you get into a client call when somebody new arrives, pump the brakes, start over, don't feel awkward, ask for permission, and it'll pay dividends along the way because if they see you in a different way, if that new person doesn't understand your value, they will be the landmine in the process. They will be the one, maybe they're evaluating a different company. And they heard so many great things from their colleagues about your proposal, right? Make sure you put yourself at an advantage and do that by educating everybody with the same level of love and service that you would provide the people who've been there from the beginning. All right. And if you're trying to figure out how to sell remotely in this new world where your access to your prospects is prohibited, absolutely denied, well, I've got 20 minutes of free learning where I'm teaching some of my best strategies on how to influence a buyer that you can't physically get in front of. And that uses a combination of sales strategies, marketing techniques, video, copywriting, and the technology to track on the back end. And if you want to get your brain wrapped around the unique way that you need to influence buyers in this world today and learn the strategies that help get my company onto the Inc. 5000 list as one of the fastest growing privately held businesses in the world. Oh, wow. I really sounded like a marketer there. Not in the world. In the U.S., well, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. That's wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And I'll continue to do my job, bring you the latest information so you can optimize your sales, your marketing, your influence, your thought leadership, and convince and convert at faster rates. Peace.